Today's daf is Gittin daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Lamed Beis and Mabez. We started the fourth parak yesterday, a new world here in Maseches Gittin, a connected world, but it's a new world. As we've mentioned, we've had concept of Shlichus before, we've had Chazar Shlichus Eitzel Habal, we've had Shliach Shalonitan Legerishin, we've had Mili Lo Mimsri L'Shliach, we've had Shlucha Shalom Nekamoso, we had Zacha Lo Adam Shalom Bafanav, which is Zachiyah is related to Shlichus. Those are already five concepts of Shlichus that we've had throughout this Masechta. So now we got into yesterday, Bittul Shlichus, undoing Shlichus. So how does that happen? What is required for that? So we mentioned in the Mishnah that if a man is able to stop the process before the get takes place, if he stops the Shliach, or if he stops the goes to the woman and says the get that you're going to get is batel, any of those cases, the gerushin process is stopped. Originally, the Mishnah said the person was able to make a bezdin wherever he was and be mevatel in front of the bezdin, but because that could lead to problems, that the woman won't know about it, and she will get married, and it could lead to mamzerus. So that is why Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that you cannot make a bezdin wherever you are and be mevatel there. So that was the takana. Then we went into which lashonos work. Lashonos of it is no good. It does not work. Lashonos of it should not be good would work, because you're saying this fine mechanism, this fine kli for gerushin shouldn't work, so you have the power to do that. You're basically being mevatel it. You can't say it isn't good, because it is good if it was written properly. And then we have the machlokes amoraim between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether after being mevatalit, can I use it again a few months later? Whether we say chozer megarishbo or ena chozer megarishbo, and the root of the machlokes being what was somebody's das, or maybe that's the root of the machlokes. Maybe what was somebody's das when they are mevatel the get? Do they mean to destroy the halachic status of the get, or just to destroy the shlichus and then be able to use the get in the future? And we mentioned the machlokes, the Rambam, the Tosfos and Kiddushin, whether they can't or they didn't. What if they said it beferish that they're ruining the get? That was a machlokes. The Rambam says that would work, like Tosfos says here, and Tosfos and Kiddushin, Daphne Tess says, no, you cannot be mevatel again. It's like money. You can't be mevatel money that you're not going to use it again. Maybe that works by chametz, but just like we know by chametz, you can undo your bittel, right? That's why we know that we don't only do bittel, we also do bedika and biur, because shema yavo to undo your bittel and eat it and be machshavit. So that's why bittel can be undone by money. So too, some Rishonim say it could be undone here and you can't destroy it. Okay, so now we go back. Says the Mishnah, and the Gemara quotes it. Barishona haya osa. Originally, everybody was mevatel in front of the Beis Din, and now they changed it. Itmar b'fnei kama hu mevatlo. In front of how many is he mevatel? One second, we just said he cannot be mevatel in front of the Beis Din. What do you mean b'fnei kama mevatlo? So Rashi says, before the Takana. Before the Takana, how much was it that you would have to, how many people would you have to be mevatel in front of? That's Kodim Takanas Rebbe Gamliel. Tosfos Rebbe Gamliel, how many people would be required? Or Tosfos says, maybe this is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe, who says, we'll see this machlokas, Bez Hashem, soon. What if you violated the Takana of Rebbe Gamliel? Does it work? I was mevatel in front of a Bezdin. So does that work with the Eved? So that's a machlokas we'll see between Rebbe and Rebbe Gamliel. So according to Rebbe, it works. So maybe that's the Gemara's question. According to Rebbe, it works b'di'eved. If you'd violated, how many did you have to be mevatel in front of for it to have worked? Is there's a limit even according to Rebbe? Even according to Rebbe, if you're mevatel in front of one person, it doesn't work as a bittel. So what's the minimum? So machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but either way, that's the question. Itmar b'fnei kama hu mevatlo. Rav Nachman amar b'fnei beis. Rav Sheshes amar b'fnei gimel. Machlokas Rav Nachman says two. Rav Sheshes says three. What's the root of the machlokas? Rav Sheshes amar b'fnei gimel bezdin katani. Rav Sheshes says three. Generally, bati dinim are three people, right? The first three words of Maseches Sanhedrin. Dinim amanis b'shlosha. That's the smallest bezdin generally that we know of. So you need three here too. That's the status of a bezdin. Rav Nachman amar b'fnei beis lebeit shrei nami bezdin kari luhu. Sometimes two are also called a bezdin. Where are two also called a bezdin? We'll see in the Gemara in a minute. So again, in front of one for sure does not work. Why is that? Why isn't one enough? Right? What do you need a bezdin for? Is it a din of bezdin? Right, Tosfos here quotes towards the bottom of Dibur Maskil V'Rav. So it sounds like you need a kol here. The whole point is that the woman hears about it wherever she is. So it's all sounds like a quantitative leap. One, nobody hears about anything if you just did it in front of one person. If you do it in front of two people, that's already more serious. Do it in front of three, a real Beis Din, then for sure it's going to be heard of. So it's all a question of kol. But if you look at Tosfos on today's daf Lama Gimel, he quotes the idea possibly of Dover Sheba'erva. Maybe being Mevatel L'Shliach also is related to Dover Sheba'erva requiring two. Ein Dover Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. We have mentioned that there are different parts of this process. What's called a Dover Sheba'erva and what's not? The Rambam we mentioned a number of times already. The Rambam says, when a man is Memaneh, a Shliach L'Holacha, he does not have to do that in front of Edim. Shliach L'Kabbalah, she has to do that in front of Edim. Why? Creating the Shliach L'Kabbalah is part of the Dover Sheba'erva. Mashenki and the Shliach L'Holacha. So even there, those parallels are not exactly parallel. So here too, being Mevatel L'Shliach, is that a Dover Sheba'erva? Tosfos says maybe that's why you need at least two here because of the Dover Sheba'erva. All right, Nafkamina could be meaning Mevatel Shliach in Mamon. How many do I have to do in front of? There's no Dover Sheba'erva there. It's just Dini Mamonis. So that could be a Nafkamina, whether you need them to be Ksherim or not. Either way, this is why one is not good enough, and the Machlokas is about two. So Machlokas of Sheshes and Rav Nachman, whether Beis Din is two or three. What's the source for a Beis Din minimum being three? We know the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin. There are sources, but we hold like the source of Ein Beis Din Shakel. You're not allowed to have an even number of courts. So you have one from this pasuk, one from that pasuk. Ein Beis Din Shakel, Mosifin Elein Orecha, so you need three. Or sometimes you need five. Sometimes you need 23. Vechulu. The Rishonim discuss, we've touched on this probably in Masechet Sota somewhere, the Rishonim discuss why there is such a requirement by cases where no decision has to be made. Usually you would think that you need an odd number Beis Din, a Beis Din Nota, because you don't want to have a stalemate. That's the root of the reason of not having an even number Beis Din. But there are cases, here, this is one of them, Pashtus, that you need an odd number court, even though no decision is being made. You're just witnessing. They're being mevatel, the person is being mevatel again in front. Like Tosfos points out at the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza, by Chalitza. Chalitza also you need three or five. Why? Ain't Beis Din Shakel, they're just witnessing. So Tosfos there's 2 days. Well, maybe there's going to be something that comes up in the proceedings that you're going to have to make a decision. Or Tosfos as the other day, I think of Vamos Kuf Aleph or so, where the Tosfos says, no, once Beis Din, the Shem Beis Din is established as three, then even in this case where you don't have the reason why it was three in the first place, that's now the Chalosh Shem Beis Din. Chalosh Shem Beis Din is a Beis Din Nota. Period. Even if the motivation for that number doesn't apply anymore. And that comes up by various contexts, comes up by Chalitza, comes up possibly by karka, right, by being estimating karka, but another example is right here, bittel get in front of three, lav dafka, that you're going to have to make a decision, but it's just that is the chaloshein Beis Din according to Rav Sheshes. Good, so this is a machlokas. What are the sources for the machlokas? Rav Nachman, mina amina la. Rav Nachman says, how do I know that you could do it even in front of two? How do I know that two is called a Beis Din? Ditznan Mosrani Lefnechem Ploni Uploni Hadayan Shibamakam Ploni. The context of Shemitah. We know the concept of a Prusbal. If I give over, I want to be able to collect my loans after Shemitah, so Chazal enacted. In order for people to be able to do at least the basic chesed, that's how we have formulated it. Right? Sometimes people look at Prusbal as a loophole of halacha that the rabbis enacted because people wanted to collect their loans. Yes, in a sense, but that's totally not the motivation. What does the Torah say? Don't collect your loan. Is that a basic chesed? I lend you $1 million. So that, don't collect it. Yeah, that's what's appropriate. Of course, that's not what's appropriate. If I lend you money, I should get the money back. There's nothing wrong with that. That's appropriate. But you know what the Torah says? When it comes to your family, when it comes to your brother, let him have it. Be mochel. That's the super duper high level standard that the Torah demands when it comes to your family, when it comes to a fellow Jew. But it's not evil to collect a loan. But what did Hillel see, famous Hillel, that people weren't doing the basic chesed? Because people were nervous, they weren't going to get paid back, they weren't lending money in the first place. So Hillel says, I have to reboot, so to speak. I have to figure out a way to get the basic chesed back, because the ideal chesed that the Torah demands is just not happening. So and they're stopping to do even the basic chesed of lending money, so that's why he created Prizbal. Not chas v'shalom to circumvent what the Torah is demanding, but that's step two. But if step two is undermining step one of chesed, so that's why you have to figure out, and the Torah left room for this to occur, to be able to do the basic chesed of collecting loans. So that's Prizbal. So Prizbal has to be done in front of a Bezdin. You have to give over the loans to a Bezdin, make Bezdin the collectors, right? That's how it works generally. Mosrani lefnechem, I give over in front of you, Ploni uPloni haDayanim, Shemakam Ploni. Ploni uPloni, the judges, the Dayanim. So you see, judges can be two. Shemakam Ploni, that is Rav Nachman's source, the Mishnah in Meseches Shviyas. There's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Meseches Makos and elsewhere. There are two concepts quoted in the Mishnah in Shviyas. Prizbal and Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin. Rashi says they're one and the same. Sounds like Rashi says that. Whenever Prizbal comes up, or whenever Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin comes up, Rashi quotes the other one. Like here. Right? Our Gemara quotes Mosrani Aleichem. What does Rashi quote? Mosrani Aleichem. Lekaman hu bepirkin gabi Prizbal. Shehu Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin. That's the same thing. De'ihu lo tavale labalchov ela ha-bezdin. Ve'yodin l'rachasav. Bezdin goes and collects. That's the bottom Rashi. Rashi always connects the two. Tosva says, but the Mishnah has them both. The Mishnah in Shviyas says both. Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin and Prizbal. They can't be the same thing. Right? That's what Tosva says in Makas Daf Gimel. So says the Pnei Yoshua there in Meseches Makos, Rashi does not mean to say that they are the same exact thing. One's Doraisa, one's Durabanan. And what Rashi is really saying is, Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun, says the Pnei Yoshua, who we know, dedicated his life to answering Tosas' kashas on Rashi once he was saved from the fire. He said, I'm going to dedicate my life, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, and that's how he is. He says, D'ilav D'moser Shoros of Lebezdin, what is Prizbal if it's not Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin? Somehow, the Rabbanan enacted, right, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, that you're allowed to collect your loan. Not Dafka because Bezdin is collecting and the Isra of Loyigos only applies to individuals and not to Bezdin. That's what Rashi says. Rashi at Pashtus identifies the two. But Tos says another Rishonim, if you're Mechalek, you have to say Prizbal is somehow just allowing the loan not to disappear. That's what Prizbal is saying. So where do you get that from? So that's what the Pnei Yoshua says. Prizbal is the Durabanan Ke'en De'oraisa of Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin. That answers all of Tosfos' kashas, that they're the same thing, and isn't it on a Daraisa level? What did Hillel have to enact? That's what the Pnei Yoshua says. De'ilav De'moser Shtaros of Lebezdin Eino Meshamed Mi De'oraisa Lo Haya Hillel Masakin Prizbal After Shviyas Bizman Azed De'Rabanan Mikom Akom Kom Mai De'Tiknu Rabanan Ke'en De'oraisa Tikun Ela Kiva Shemosa Shoros of Lebezdin Eino Meshamed Mi De'oraisa. Since you have that on a Daraisa level, you can give over your loans to Bezdin to collect. Mishum Hachi Hiskin Hillel Prizbal V'Havi Nami Ke'en Doraisa, and there the answer is Tosfos is cautious on Rashi. Even Rashi, according to the Bnei Yeshua, is not saying they're exactly the same thing, but it's patterned after that din Doraisa. But this is the source for Rav Nachman that you could have a Bezdin with two judges. Obviously, we know that maybe Tosfos points out also here, if you look in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Rav Nachman holds like Rav Shmuel, Shnayim Shadonu Dinehem Din. B'di'eved. But Tosfos says it's not linked to that, because that's a B'di'eved, that's not really supposed to be. It's a special separate din, the Rav Nachman has the marker here, not related to his shita in Dinei Mamonos. That's what Tosfos discusses in Rav Nachman. Vayter, Rav Sheshes says, Atu Tana ki ruchla lechsha v'lezel, is the Tana like a peddler that will show all of its wares at once? Meaning, the Mishnah doesn't have to say, Ploni, Ploni, Ploni. That Mishnah says two, but really means three. Really, you need three for that Bezdin. We don't have to say everything explicitly. So, Amar Rav Nachman, okay, Rav Nachman says, Bino Amid Allah, I'll get you another source. How do I know that the Bezdin here can mean two? Ditznan, because the Mishnah says also in Shviyas, Hadayanim Chosmin Lamata. The judges sign at the bottom of the Prizbal, O HaEdim, or the Edim. Right, you see, it's the Shviyas Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet. Prizbal is all the last Perek of Shviyas. the 10th Perek of Shvias. That's what the discussion of Prisbal. So Rav Nachman says, it says also there, the Dayanim or the witnesses sign at the bottom. So my lav, Dayanim, Dumya to Edim. What do we have to say that for? What do we have to say both? Maybe it's to compare them, Dayanim and Edim. It's kind of like a hekish in Mishnayos. What do we compare them to? Ma Edim Shnayim, af Dayanim na Mishnayim. Just like there are two witnesses, so too, there can be two Dayanim. Says Rashi, because it's extra, you don't have to say both. And server of Sheshes, BD, Arya. Hakadisa, no Raya. It says Dayanim, it says Edim, maybe Edim or two. And Dayanim or three, no reason to say that they have to be the same. So Lamali Lamisti Dayanim, Lamali Lamisti Edim. So then why do you have to say them? We know Edim are two. Right? So what do you have to say? It's Pshita, Rashi says on the third line. Pshita, Desagi, Bahani, O Bahani. For listening Edim, who Adin, Ichas, Vidayanim. What do you have to say both of them for? So the chiddush is hakamash balan deloshna kasuv balashin dayanim v'chasmi edim veloshna kasuv balashin edim v'chasmi dayanim. It doesn't matter if the prusbal is written by the dayanim and the edim kind of add their signatures at the end or vice versa. Meaning there are two ways the Gemara here says that a prusbal can be written. It can be written in the lashon of dayanim. Rashi says kagon beidina havina, we were a bezdin liasa ploni and he came and gave us over ishtaris. And then the Edim also signed at the bottom. And, or, you could have it, Balashan Edus. Right, Rashi says, Duchrin Tesa Dusa Davi Banfana. Either way, the language could be written by the Edim or the Dayanim, and then the other ones could just add their signature. So that's what why it says Dayanim or Edim, but either way, no Raya. Interesting, the Gemara does not search for a source for Rav Sheshes. What's the source of Rav Sheshes holds you need three? Because that's obvious, a Bezdin is three. Right, the source that has to be searched for is Rav Nachman, that it could be two, and that's why we tried two suggestions from the Mishnayos in Shvias, and by the way, that's what we hold Bifnei Shnayim. Continue, Mipnei Tikkuna Olam. So that's originally, let's say, according to Rashi, how they were Mevatel, but then Rabbi Gamliel made the Takana that you cannot be Mevatel in front of a Bezdin because it could lead to problems, the woman's never going to hear about it, Tikkuna Olam, and that also, this Mishnah sets the stage for the entire next parak, which is all about Tikkuna Olam, all different Takanas that were made for the good of society, not having to do with Meseches Gittin. That'll be the next Perek, Be'ezus Hashem, in Gittin. But here, Mayim B'nei Tikkuna Olam. So what's the Tikkuna Olam? What was the worry about? Rabbi Yochanan Amar B'nei Takanas Mamzerim. We're worried about Mamzerim, as we're going to explain in a minute. Be'ezus Hashem, Rav Shlaka Shamar B'nei Takanas Agunos. We're worried about the issue of Agunos. What's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan Amar B'nei Takanas Mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan says, we're worried about Mamzerim. What's the issue? Savar La Karev Nachman. Really, the root of this machlokes is the machlokes, 2 verses 3. If you allow the husbands to be mevatel in front of, well, do Rabbi Yochanan first. Kirav Nachman, Rav Nachman holds two. If you allow them to be mevatel in front of two, that could lead to problems. Tamar b'vnei shnayim, why? Ube tre les lehu kala, two does not have a full kol. Right? It's not going to be so public. And therefore, the woman's not going to know that she's divorced. She's going to go get married, not knowing that the get was mevutel. V'hilo shama, v'hilo yada, she won't hear, she won't know. V'azla u'minsevav ikam amzerim. Right, there's not going to be a call with two, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that's why Rabbi Gamliel made the takana. Interesting. Tosas asks here, so why didn't, according to the shita, why didn't they just make a takana? They have to be mevatel in front of three. What do you have to say? Okay, you can't be mevatel. We said, oh, two doesn't have a call, so just be mevatel in front of three, and then there is a call. So Tosfos answers, it's a little tricky to know what Tosfos means, it's one little Tosfos. Usually the shortest Tosfosim are the ones that are the most tricky. V'yim Tamar, Tosfos says, in the tiny Tosfos, V'liskenu she'ivatel b'fnei gimel, so just, what do you have to make a whole takana for, that you can't be mevatel in front of anybody? Right, just be add a person. V'yish lomar b'fnei takanas agunos. What does that mean? B'fnei takanas agunos. So the Marsha explains Tosfos, once you're making a takana, so you might as well take into account the other reason as well, even if the other reason is not the ikar reason why I'm making the takana, right? Because we're going to see another reason that even if the bezdin is three, there's a problem. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, once they were making the takana, even though adding on one dayan would have solved it, but once we're moving, you know, we will make the whole takana. The Rama, the Ad Rama quoted here in the Rishonim, say that maybe it's Xera, two out to three. Right? If you do three, you might be Mevatel in front of two, and therefore they were Misaki not to be Mevatel. But anyway, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Takanas Mamzerim, because he holds the Bezdin is two, there wouldn't be a kol, the woman would get remarried, and it could lead to terrible consequences. Reish Lakish Amar Bibnei Takanez Agunos. Reish Lakish says, no, we're not worried about Mamzerim. Why? Because he also have a lekar of sheishas, Amar Bifnei Gimel. He says in front of three, there, well, and therefore there's going to be a kol. She's going to hear about it. Therefore, she won't get remarried. But the problem is, we're not worried about her kids, we're worried about her. Why? Ubeit Lasa Islahu Kala Vishama Viyada Velominseva. She won't get married. And therefore, Vatanas Agunos Udiika. And this is a Takana of Agunos. What do you mean Agunos? Doesn't Aguna mean that she's stuck? So we had this once before, back on Daf Chafav. If you remember, we had Aguna sometimes means that she will be divorced and she won't be married. Aguna can be understood in the more general sense. She's not with her husband. That's what Rashi says here, and that's what Rashi said back on Chafav Mabes. Remember what was that talking about? Mishnah Chafav and Aleph was about if somebody you should only write the Tofes and not write the Toref. So what was that about? We have 3 days in the Gemara. Was it Takanas Hasofer, to allow the Sofer to have Tfasim Muchan, or was it Takanas Agunos? What's Agunos? So Rashi there says, because the guy is going to be so quick to divorce, he'll have a get ready, he'll give it to his wife, and she'll be an Aguna, meaning she'll be divorced. So Rashi there says Aguna is in a more flexible understanding, and so to here. The Rashba there, and the Rashba here, says the same thing. That's not what Aguna means. Aguna means that she's stuck. Doesn't mean that she's divorced and she can marry anybody. So just like the Rashba gave a different interpretation there, the Rashba here gives a different interpretation here. It doesn't mean that. It means that she's going to hear about the bittul, but she's not going to know whether the bittul, she'll hear about it. There was a call, but she's not going to be sure whether it took place before she got the get or after she got the get. And she's not going to know whether she's divorced or she's not divorced. That's the problem. She's going to be an aguna. That's the how she's going to be stuck. So the Rashba in both places does not want to accept the more flexible idea of aguna, and therefore he re-understands the Gemara. So either way, Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which we said is rooted in the earlier Machlokas of Bezdin of 2 or Bezdin of 3. Tanu Rabbanan. So now we get to the next Machlokas, next major Machlokas. So Rabbi Gamliel says you can't do it. What if you did it anyway? Rabbi Gamliel, Tanu Rabbanan. Bitlo Mivutal. Divrei Rabbi. So coming up, we're going to have also two Machlokos between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. As we will see. Are they connected? We'll see. But just like we just said, the previous two were connected, so now the following two. But the first one stands on its own, though. Bilo Mavutal Devei Rabbi. So Rabbi says, if you actually were Mavatel, you shouldn't have done it, but it does work, and the get is nullified. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Yachol, Lo Lavatzlo, Belo Lahosif Altano. No, you can't. You cannot be Mavatel, and if you want to add on to a condition that you made afterwards, you can't. Why? She'im kein makoch bezdin yafeh. Because you have to give the law teeth. If your bezdin says laws that are only lechadchil and not b'dieved, then it's a joke. Makoch bezdin yafeh. Bezdin has to have power. And therefore, when you make a law, it must be evenly ikuva. If you try to do it, it's not going to work. Which is interesting that he says that, because we know even there are some didim daraisa that if you try it, it works, even though you aren't supposed to do it. That's the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Temura. Kol Milsa David Rachmana Lo Sevid. If the Torah ever tells you not to do something, sometimes it works. If a kohen marries a grusha, they're married, even though the Torah said not to do it. But it sometimes that happens. There are some cases that it doesn't work. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel assumes that the Rabbanan really need the power. The Torah might not need the power. Sometimes we say Asu Chizik LeDivreim Yoser Mishal Torah. So here you have to say that it is not going to work because Makoach Bezin Yafeh, says the Gemara. So let's think about this. On a Doraisa level, he was Mevatel the Get, and they're still married. Midi Rabbanan, we say, no, the Bittul doesn't work, and therefore the divorce goes through, and they're not married. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan have that power. Umi Kamidi, probably five of the most famous lines in the whole Masechta. Umi Kamidi, the Midaraisa Batel Gita. On a daraisa level, the get is nullified. And because you want to give Bezdin power, you're going to say they're not married and you could allow a woman to get remarried. Sharidan Eshazish mi daraisa, he was mevatel the get. How are the rabbis saying that she's divorced? The Gemara says, in, yes, they have the power. called the Mekadesh, Adaita Durabanan Mekadesh. Whoever gets married al das with the rabbis, v'yafkeinu Rabbanan l'kiddushin mine. And literally, the Rabbanan uproot the marriage from him. The major sugya of afkeinu. Tosfos adds in here, as he does in Maseches Ksubis as well, the little Tosfos called the Mekadesh, Adaita Durabanan v'lakach omer b'shas kiddushin kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. That's why we say that line, going way back to Baalei HaTosfos. Because we all get married, somehow connected to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan have the power to uproot our marriage. So the big shaila in the Rishonim is, how exactly is this working? How do they have that power? What do they do? There's a marriage. What's magic? Three approaches in the Rishonim. Number one, the approach of Rov Rishonim. Rashi says this, and others say this, and this is all. Oh, you got to put all the Rishonim together here, and in Ksubas Daf Gimel, and in Baba Basra, right, the places, and Yevamis, the four places that it comes up in Shas. But number one, one word, Tznai. Tznai, that's what it sounds like. Called a Mekadesh, Adaita Drabana Mekadesh. Whenever anyone gets married, it's with a Tznai, with a condition that the rabbis say that my marriage should be a marriage. So I can make any tonight I want in my marriage. I marry to you, Almanas, that it rains. I'll marry to you, Almanas, that you give me 100. Almanas, anything. Almanas, that your father likes me. Almanas, that I'm a Talmud Chacham. Almanas, that the rabbis say it's okay. I make that, that's the built-in tznai. Called the Mekadesh, at that Rabbanah Mekadesh. And Memela, if I later on in history do something that goes against the rabbis, that they have the power to uproot my marriage, and I was never married. Right, that's the simplest interpretation. It's a huge chiddush that they would do that, to say that, that the people have been living together for 30 years. All of a sudden, they've never been married. The children are not mamzerim. The children are just born out of wedlock. If you say it's really lamafreya, lamafreya. But that's the simple interpretation of tonight, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, you make a tonight. Ask the Maritz Chayas here. If it's a real tonight, so why don't we have all the rules and regulations of tonight? Kafel, you should say under the chuppah. Hariyamu kudeshes li b'tabazuk, that's Moshe v'Yisrael. If I don't keep my fulfillment, then the marriage is not going to be a marriage. It won't be so nice, and you know, the video, you know, won't be so such a great thing to have on. But you should meet, if it's a real tanai, where's tanai kafel? Asks the Maritz Chayis. So he discusses, you know, you have to work out that it's a tanai, and even if, where's his lashon? Balav achikasha eichmo tanai amanash yuchshar beinei chachamim tzorach liot tanai kafel ubachol kiddushin eino omer akadas Moshe v'Yisrael ve'eino machbil. So he says you have to say like what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Pnei Yeshua says that you only need a tanai kafel if you're trying to be mevatel a maisa. But if you're trying to be mevatel words, just dvarim asi dibur mevatel dibur. Okay, one idea. Or the other great questions that are asked on this approach, Tosfos here asks, how could we ever put a woman to death? Right, a woman's mezana. She's chaya misa. We have a way to save her. Let's say your husband wants to have a rachmanis on her. The husband will go send her a get now that after she was mezana, and then be mevatel it in shalo bifnei ha'isha. So then, afkina rabbana, she was never married, she wasn't mezana. Or, hasra, how do we ever give her hasra? Hasra safek. Right, every time where the eidim warned her, but maybe it'll turn out that there wasn't a marriage. Or, says Tosfos, yecholin mamzerim li tahir. You know, you could get rid of the mamzerus problem. Every time a woman has a mamzer, so don't worry about it. Let her husband give her a get, be mevatel et shalo bifnei ha'isha, and therefore, she was never married. Right, all these kashas are asked, but it's really all one of two answers. The Ramban has a line where he says, Halavai, Mamzerim should be the status removed. Halavai, okay, well, a woman is not going to get, it's not going to happen so often. But one woman whose life is saved, okay, even if she was Chayavis Misa. But that's not what Rov Rishonim say. Here, the Rashbam, Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, in Dibur Maskel V'Afkeinu, where the Rashbam says, you're right that theoretically could occur, but there's a rov and chazaka that it's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about that in the future. Says that doesn't undermine and make it asura safik. Look at the second wide line. He quotes the question from the Rashbam, and then the Rabbeinu Tam answers. Ah, brotherly love. The Rashbam asks the question, and Rabbeinu Tam, his brother, gives the answer. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, t'chiyai gavna lo havi asura safik. People don't do that. Right, you could, if you don't have this, you know, you could you know, also have similar nazir shari sosha yain, right? The Gemara asks if a nazir, how could a nazir ever get malchus, right? Maybe he'll be shoel on his nazirus, right? But we assume if this is the status, this is the status. There, then he adds a line at the end that maybe if the Rabbana know that his kavana, this is like a third answer. A halavai, B roven chazaka, 3 Tosfos says all the way at the end of this Tosfos, if the rabbis know that he's doing it for those purposes, they won't uproot the marriage. The rabbis have the power, so they're only going to uproot it if it's for a good reason, like here, for Takanas Agunos or Takanas Mabzeris. But if it's not, Iyadinan Shalakach Miskaven Lo Mafkeinan Kiddushin Minei Dila Sakana Asu Chachamim Velo Takala. Okay, that is all approach number one. The Ramban, though, quotes another Deya, a second idea. They're not really uprooting the marriage, but it's the threat of uprooting the marriage that's all that's needed. If the rabbis say, if you're mevatel this get, where you're not supposed to, then we're going to say you've been living outside of marriage for 40 years. So there's an umdana that the average Jew will say, okay, fine. Okay, my bittel is not a bittel. So it's the threat that we allows us to assume that he really doesn't really want to do it, what he's going through, and therefore the get is a good get. But it's not actually uprooting. Big nafkamina, whether it's actually uprooting in the past, or it's saying that the get is going through. Right, that is the Ramban, and the Pnei Yeshua likes that approach. Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis doesn't quote the Ramban, but that is a second idea. There are others. There is a day in the Shidim Mekubetzes, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says this in Ksubis, that it really, the Ramban have the power to cut the marriage without a get. That the power to cut, Afkina Ramban, doesn't mean, what, they were living in marriage for all these years? No. Like Megas Gaius, like we have that principle by breaking up a neder. They have that power. Unclear exactly how it works, but there are those that say that. One final point, and then we'll continue with the next line. The Rashba. Not the Rashba here, but the Rashba in Ksubis. The Rashba says, similar question to what we asked, but not exactly. He says, V'im Tomar, if the Rabbanan have this power, so you could solve half the problems in issues of Aguna. A husband, you know, is lost at sea. Okay, Afkina Rabbanan, she's not married. Right, every time you have an issue, right, a recalcitrant husband or a recalcitrant wife, Afkina Rabbanan, why don't they just say, you know, poof, right, magic, the marriage doesn't exist anymore. Says there, obviously you can't say that. So the Rashba explains, the rabbis don't do this parech ba'avir. The rabbis could only do this if there is what we would call a trigger. You need a trigger. Once you have the trigger, so then the rabbis could piggyback on that. What happens here? He gave a get. He gave a get. That's the trigger. So now he's trying to be mevatel the get. So then that's not going to work. Or let's say that the Gemara is in Yevamos, right? There's one aid that says her husband died. So that's the trigger. We could allow it to the marriage to be dissolved because of that. But it's not that they could just do it. Parech ba'avir. Dekedi lo mafki l'rabbanan l'kedushay. Elahecha d'ika srach gita k'dahacha. Inami b'edecha ch'meis b'ayla. Right, so that's where we would say it, but they can't just do it whenever they want. Okay, next three lines, also jam-packed. Again, this is really Amud Aleph jam-packed. Amale Ravina L'Ravashi, Tenach the Kiddush Bekaspa. Fine, I know that this works by Kiddushe Kesef. Kiddush Bebia, Michael Amemar. What about if you're Mekadish Bebia? How does it work? Answer, Shavur Rabban L'Bilas O'Bilasnus. The Rabbanan made all of his bios into bios shelznus. What's the question? What's the answer? Why would it be easier to apply afkeinu if the marriage was with kiddushe kasev originally than with kiddushe bia? What's the difference? So again, all the Rishonim try to figure out what's happening here. Tosfos all over, and Rashi sometimes says, hefker bezen hefker. The question is about the power of the Rabbanan. I understand that the Rabbanan have the power in the financial matters of Jews, and therefore, if a man gives a woman money for marriage, they could say that was a gift, that wasn't marriage. They have powers to label. They could take money from me and give it to you. They could do whatever they want with my money. So they could say my money wasn't for marriage, that was for a matana. So I understand how they do the afkeinu by kesef, but what about by bia? Right, what kind of power do they have there? There's no hefker bezen hefker there. Answer, this is a special power by marriage. Shavrin abanu bilas, bilas nus. You're right. You're right. It's not based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, but they have that power, Lamafreya, through this get that was given, Rashi says. La'ibi Lamafreya, al yedei getzeh bilas mus, da'afka shim kedushin mina, v'yesh ben koach. Meaning the answer is basically going to be the same in all the places. Special power. But the question is, what was the hava mina? Why would you be mechalik between kedusha kesef and kedusha bia? So Rashi says, Hefker, Tosfos also, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, and the answer is special power. Good. But the other well-known suggestion is Rashi in the name of his Rebbeim. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, both here in Exubis, who says, Tena, Kedusha Kesef, I understand why. Because Kedusha Kesef is only Durabanan. And therefore the Rabbanan can knock out a Din of Durabanan. But by Kedusha Bia, that's a Din Daraisa. But Din Daraisa, and therefore, how could, right? He says, Ubala, Pasuk and Kiseitse. Kedusha Kesef, and how do they knock that out? So, and then the answer is given, they could even knock that out. That is Rashi's Rebbeim.
But this part of the Gemara seems to not really go well with the shot you gave at the end, that it's just merely a threat.
Right. If it's a threat, but if it's saying, if it's a threat, no, even if it's a threat, I understand how they could threaten, and it could be a true threat by Kedusha Kesef, because they have the power to actually do it by Kedusha Kesef. By the threat, we're saying it's really true, but it's just that they wouldn't have to do it because the average person wouldn't want that to occur. But you still have the truth of the threat by Kesef because of Hefker Bezen Hefker. But how could the threat be true? It sounds just like words by Kedusha Bia. They don't have that power. The answer is they do have the power. You still have the same, you can make the same chilek. The question is whether it's a true threat or not. But you have that's the Rabos of Shal Rashi. And Rashi doesn't like it. Rashi doesn't like it. Rashi says, number one, Kedusha Kesef is Rabbanan. It's based on Xer Shava. Kicha Kicha Miste Afron. Of course it's Daraisa. What, it's learned out from a pasuk, and it's not Befurish. So Rashi has that kasha. Rashi says, Chuvos Kashos Yesh Bedavar. Says, number one, they're only married Midrabanan. I mean, Daraisa, they're not married. So there's no Karis, there's no Isra Isra Shis, there's no, what's going on here? Right, and Rashi does not like this pshat at all. The one who might hold by Rashi, and this is the mystery, is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Right, famous discussion. The Rambam, when he has the different girsaos in the Rambam, we've quoted this in the past, different stories, but our girsa of the Rambam is Bia Vishtar min HaTorah V'Kasef Midivrei Sofrim. The magical words, Divrei Sofrim. What does that mean? The Ravid just says the Rambam is wrong. Amar Avram, Zeh Shibush Upirish Meshubash Hit'ehu. It's wrong, I know what the Rambam's talking about. And the Kesef Mishnah says, you're just misunderstanding the Rambam. The Rambam says Divrei Sofer, but that means really Daraisa. Really means Daraisa. And therefore, don't get so excited, you know, even though the Rambam says Divrei Sofer, it just means that it's learned out from a drasha, but the Rambam also thinks it is Daraisa. And the Kesef Mishnah says, I even saw some old Rambams that have the girsa of Shlashim Divrei Sofer. And I mentioned in the past that when my father was in the Vatican years and years ago, and he got to see old Rambams, he saw a Rambam with that girsa under the glass. Shlashim Min HaTorah. Like the girsa of the Kesef Mishnah here. But according to that daya of the Rambam, according to one understanding of the Rambam, maybe that's like Rabos of Shalrashi, that if it's one is Durabban. Okay, where does Shtar fit in? That's also a question in the Rishonim. Shtar is like Kesef, or Shtar is like Bia. So if you say it's based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, Shtar would probably be with Bia. If you say Durabanan, then Shtar would be with Kesef. Right, the Rishonim discuss where would Shtar fit in the Havamina. Okay, there's a lot more here, as we know, but we need to move on. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. So that was one machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Whether when one is mevatel, when he wasn't supposed to, bifnei bezdin, does it work or not? Rebbe says it works. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says it doesn't work because makoach bezdin yafe. So now we have a second machlokas. Tana Rabbanan. Amar la asara, kisu get le ishti. If a man says to 10 people, write a get for my wife, please. Yachol levatel zeh shalo bifnei zeh. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, let's say he decides that he only needs 8 people to write a get, right, or to sign, we had before, earlier, remember, Edim, Tanai, different deos, but he can be mevatel, one, not in front of the other one, that's okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, eino yachol levatel, ela zeh bifnei zeh. No, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you have to be mevatel, one in front of the other one. The Ma'akim Iflagi, what's this machlokas about? The Eda Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula Kamiflagi. The machlokas is, if he's mevatel some of them, are the other ones still independent and they could write the get? Or do we say no? They're all mevutal. Rebbe saw a Rebbe who allows the bittul, Eda Shabbat Lemiksasa, Lo Bat Lakula. Edus, that part of it is mevutal. You don't say the rest are mevutal. Meaning, even if he's mevatal three, the other seven are still okay. And therefore, Rebbe says, you don't have to do it, the three in front of the seven. Why? What's going to happen? The Asli Hanach, Kasi V'Yavi. What, the other seven are going to go right in and give it? Lift the Lismi, so let them. There's nothing wrong. Right? They could go and give the get, because Rebbe holds that Eda Shabbat L'Miksasa Lo Bat L'Kula, and therefore there's no danger of they're going to give the get. For Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Savar, no. Eda Shabbat L'Miksasa Bat L'Kula. If part of them are knocked out, they're all knocked out. And therefore, Vahanach, and that's what we assume the husband's das was. Right? That's what we assume the husband's das was. Vahanach lo yadi, and the other edim don't know. Va'azli v'kasvi, they'll go and ride a v'yavi, and they'll give it. V'sharesh is ishla alma. So first approach, what's the machlokas about? Edish v'alabasad about lakula. The Rishonim here point out, this isn't the general, this isn't exactly the sugya of Edus, of Edus Shabbat L'Miksasa Shabbat L'Kula, of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle Edusam Betela. Right, that's an Edus idea. This is more of an Umdina, when there's a package, that the husband appoints a package of people, so do we say that when he's Mevatel some of them, he wants to get rid of all of them, or not? It's more, that's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi laid further on the Amud, about 10th to last skinny line, Ki hechi de batli lahai, batli lahai. Rashi has that lashon. That is more of like an umdana. That's what he wants to do. But that is all suggestion number one. What's the machlokas about? The root of the machlokas, so whether he came in mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh, is about bat l'miksasa bat l'kula. V'ibayis ema, or a second suggestion, to kuli ama edesh bat l'miksasa lo bat l'kula. Really, they're independent. Meaning, the umdana is, if he only was mevatel three of them, to the other seven, he wants them to still have power. So lo bat l'kula. V'achayin u'taymah, so why does Rishon Gamliel say you can't do it? Shalom b'fnei zeh. V'hayin u'taymah de Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kasavar, he holds, de mis milsa, de mis avda, ba'apei asara, tzricha be'asara l'mishlefa. A special, a new din. If you create something in front of 10, you have to undo it in front of 10. Right? Your undoing has to be the same as your creation. And therefore, that's the reason of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Ramban and the Rashbi here wonder, does it have to be the same 10? Meaning, what if you take another 10 people? Sounds like from here, any 10 people. But the Rashba says, I don't think that doesn't sound well. There's a Gemara later on, which we'll probably do in the beginning of tomorrow. There's a Gemara later on that sounds like I have to do it in front of those 10. Even though this Lashon sounds like it could be any 10. The Bircha Shmuel here discusses in Simin Mem, what about Afrashas Truma? Hafrashas Truma, if I was Mafrash Truma in front of a bunch of people, do I have to be Mavatel the Truma in front of a bunch of people? I mean, how far do you take this? That whatever you created, you have to undo it in front of that many people. Not if it's 13, Mistama 10 is just a minion. That's a certain amount. So either way, that's the second opinion in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Again, is Rav Shimon Gamliel, does he require Bifnei Kulam because Eda Shabbat L'Miksasa Bat L'Kula, therefore there's a worry that they'll go without knowing? Or is it because of this line of Ba'apei Asara? So Yibai Luhu, ask the Gemara as follows. Kulchem Ahu. What if you said Kulchem? Kulchem, we had this once before already, but it's a Mishnah later on. Kulchem, they all need to be there. So, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's a case of Kulchem, can he be Mevatel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh? Well, it depends on the reason. Time of the Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishum Tekasava Eda Shabbat L'Miksasa Bat L'Kula. If the reason is reason number one, Vahani, therefore in this case, these people, Kivan Damalu Kolchem, Lo Matsu Kasi V'Yasvi. Since it's Kolchem, they all know they can't do anything unless they're all there. And therefore there's no worry that they will give the get without knowing about the other ones. So maybe here, he would allow Bittel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh. Because they're all mevutel and there's no chash that they're going to go because he said kolchem. Oh, Dilma, or do we say no? Time of the Reb Shimon Gamliel, Mishum de Kasavar, maybe it's the second reason, called Milsa de Mesavta, Biape Beis Asara, Tzricha Beis Asara Lemishlefa. It's across the board. You did this with 10, you have to ruin it with 10. Hilka filu kolchem nami. And according to that Svara, then even if he says kolchem, the bittul would not work unless it's in front of 10. That's the question. What is the true reason of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? So Tashma, let's see if we can prove it. Says the Tosefta has a case of Amar Lishnayim. Two people. A man says to two people, Tinugel Ishti, Yachal, and the Machlokes is there too. Yachal Avadel Zeshalo Befneizeh, Divrei Rebbe, Reb Shem Gamliel Lomer, Einu Yachal Avadel Zeshalo Befneizeh. So you have the same Machlokes by two people. But 1 second, says the Gemara. V'hashnayim Dechikulchem Damu. Saying to two is like saying to ten. Because obviously two, one can't go without the other one. Just like Kulchem, one can't go without the other one. Upligi. And you see that Reb Shimon Gamliel says, even in this case, that he cannot be Mevatel et Zeshalo Befneizeh. So that proves the second reason that we've said. Right? The second reason of Kalmilsa. So isn't that Tosefta Araya? So Gemara says, no, maybe not Araya. Amar Avashi, Ibe Dixiva Achanami. If he gave a tzivui to write the get, then maybe he would be moda that he can be mevatel et zeshalo befneizeh. Maybe if it's like Eidah Shabbat L'Miksasa, maybe that's the real reason. Hachal Mayas Kinon be'edei Holacha. But here is different, is because we're talking about Eidei Holacha. Rashi says, be'edei Holacha, dahai tznu, dekamar hacha, the tznu that's in the Brisa. The get is written. But now it's just a question of Eidei Holacha. Tznu damar kamar hacha, Rashi says, l'shnayim aget nitam lahem lio shluchim. So there's a worry, because he already has the get. So he might give it to her without the other one. So that's where he says, you can't be mevatel shelo befneizeh. But in a chinami, by the edek siva, maybe he would not be worried. And achinami mestaber, this also makes sense that we're talking about edek halacha there, and not edek siva. The Tani Sefer, because the next line of the Brisa, the next line of the Tosefta says, Amr Lazebif Neatmo, Velazebif Neatmo, if he had commanded them separately, Yachal Avato Zeh Shalobif Nezeh. If he gave them a Tzibi separately, then he can. So says the Gemara, can you ever command two Eidim separately? E Amr Bishlama Be Eidi Halacha Shapir. If he told two different people, bring the get to my wife, that's fine. They can bring it separately. Let's say this is an Eretz Yisrael, you're not saying Vani Necht, Vani Nechtam. So Ela'i Amrit be'edik siva. But if we're talking about edik siva, me mitztarfi could two edim who get the tzivui at two different times, at two different places, can they combine? Ha'amar mar. Don't we learn? Ein edusa mitztaref es ha'shayiru shneim ke'achad. We know two edim cannot be edim unless they witness the same thing. Right? They witness alone. They witness anything. So here they didn't witness the same thing. So that's why it must be talking about Eidei Halacha and not Eidei Ksiva. Says the Gemara, I don't like that Dei Kanami. I don't like that Mistavra. Because that Brisa could also mean even if they got it separately. Why? Dilma, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Sfirilei. Maybe the Tosefta could be going like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Which Rabbi Shua ben Karcha? This is a Masechah Sanhedrin of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rashi quotes it. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha holds, if one aid, if there are two aidim, one of them, they could come to court and testify. One of them says, I saw Reuven borrow money in the morning, and the other aid could say, I saw Reuven borrow money from the same person in the afternoon. And they could combine to say that he owes 200. Whatever, 100, whatever the amount is. Even though they witnessed different events. But by Dine Mamanis, that's called Eidus Miuchedes. They could combine by Dine Mamanis. So maybe this Tosefta is going like a Mishum and Karcha. So there's no Raya. There's no Raya that it has to be talking about Eidei Halacha and not Eidei Ksiva. The Rishonim here asked, the Rashba says, what do you mean Dilma? We paskin like a Mishum and Karcha. Or maybe it's like a Mishum and Karcha. That's what we hold. Why was it so difficult for the Gemaras? The Rashba says, it must be, we wanted to make the Tosefta Lekulei Alma. Right? Even though we paskin like a Mishum and Karcha. The Pnei Yeshua, though, has a more fundamental idea. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha by Dine Mamanis, not by Dine Nefashis. And this smacks of Dine Nefashis. We're talking about a get. So maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't automatically go to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Good, let's just do one more story, and then we'll stop. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Shamas Minei Rabbi Abba Tarti. I heard two things from Rabbi Abba. Two psakim. Chada karebi v'chada kareb shimon gamliel. One of them he held like Rebbe, one of them he held like Reb Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yadana hey karebi v'hei kareb shimon gamliel. But I'm not sure which. Meaning what? We just had two arguments between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Number one, whether bitlam avutal or makoch bezin yafeh. Meaning, do you say if somebody goes against the takan of the rabbis, does it work or not? And then we have the other machlokes of, can he be mevatel shliach zeshalo befezeh? So, Rav Yosef says, I'm sorry, not Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says, Rav Abba paskin once like Rebbe, once like Rashbag, I'm not sure which one. Rav Yosef, nechzi anan, let's figure it out ourselves. Tuchiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar Maisa, he said over the story, V'yasa Rebbe, k'derech hachamim, He said, Rebbe followed the Rabbanon. That what? Bitlo Mavutal. Amar Lafanov, Rebbe. Amar Lafanov, Rebbe Prata, Beno, shall Rebbe Lazar ben Prata, ben Beno, shall Rebbe Prata Agadol. You see, they were naming by the same name in the family. Im Kein, Makol Bezin Yafeh. They said, what do you mean? The Bittel works, but what do you mean? The rabbis, what power do you are you going to give the rabbis? I'm sorry, let me retract. The case over there wasn't a case exactly, Bittel Mavutal. It was a different case that Beis Din acted that also they made a law. Like if Beis Din makes a mistake in an evaluation. So do you say the Din still works, or do you say Makov Beis Din Yafeh? So there's also a machlokas about this. So the Rebbe said, you retract the Din, and then they said to him, what do you mean? You have to give Beis Din power. Makov Beis Din Yafeh. V'chazar Rebbe, v'asak Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Rebbe was chozer bo. And went like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So you see from there that in Machlokas number one, he paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? That you say Machlokas Beis Din Yafeh. Umi dehak Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, hach karebi. And if that's the one that we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel, must be the other one about Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh, that will paskin like Rebbe. That Yochel Levatel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh. So that is one Amora that, it was actually Rebbe, it was Reb Shmuel reporting from Rebbe Abba about Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. One version that we passed like Rebbe once, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in the other place, and Beis Hashem will have to pick up next time from the words V'af Reb Yoshia with the next story about Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue next time with Daf Lamed Aleph.